Paul, thanks for coming up to join us. What did you make of your team's performance tonight?
Fantastic. I really did. I thought we deserved to win the game, let alone anything else. I thought we dominated the game. Came here, I thought their goal was offside initially. I thought Bradley Johnson's offside when the ball's coming into the box anyway. I didn't think it was a free kick in the first place. And but coming here, I thought dominating the game. OK, they'd one or two chances. We're entitled to what we have. Other than that, I think anybody in this stadium would have thought Blackburn Rovers are the best team.
Is it a course of complaint of yours that Butterfield was allowed to get that shot off in the manner that he did?
It's not a free kick, Andy. It's not a free kick. That's the bottom line. It's never a free kick in its life. And the boss committed the box, Bradley Johnson, in an offside position. Anyway, whether they're going or not, they've got to do their job.
Would it be fair to say you've been disappointed with the officials all evening tonight?
Listen, I've been caught a few times giving out heavy fines. I'm certainly not going to give them another one.
In terms of the chances created this evening, there was a terrific one in the first half, wasn't there, for Danny Graham. Yeah. He'll be disappointed he's not scored, won't he?
Oh, he would. I mean, we peppered their goal a lot. I mean, picked up an awful lot of balls in the second half, and you could feel the edginess here, what was going on. I said, I thought we were excellent. I thought, for how well we were against Fulham, I thought we were a lot better tonight.
Did it sum it up for you, the way you thought your night had gone with the chance that came in the dying seconds that skimmed the bar and went over?
Yeah, listen, it's Jason's up as well, and you're, as I said, you're doing everything you can to get the equaliser. And when they go in, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But look at them, the way we played, honestly, I was proud of them tonight, really was.
So you've largely been impressed in recent league games now, haven't you?
Yeah.
I think if we take Hull out of it, where you lost some key players, you feel that you're moving in the right direction.
Absolutely. We've got a good group of players. We keep them all fit. We're a good side, as it's been proved. And I think they knew it. I think Derby County... Listen, Derby County should be up there anyway, the money they've spent. If they're not up there at the end of the season, then there's questions asked. There's no two ways about that.
Matt Grimes' debut tonight, what did you make of him?
I thought he was very good for an hour. He's not played a lot of football. Matt, he's only a young kid, come into it, and it's his first game for a while. Couldn't ask anymore.
Will he certainly develop in time with the match fitness and the sharpness that's going to come with playing more often?
He will do, and as I said, he's not long. He's only a kid, but he's got a really cultured left foot, some lovely touches. Like I said, we play some really good stuff in there, and I couldn't ask for any more other than the goal.
It takes you to a run of home games now, doesn't it? I think four out of your next five games are at Ewood Park, and your season will really be decided on it, won't it, Paul? Your home form?
If we can play the way we've done tonight, we'll certainly win more games than not, that's for sure. And we seem to thrive on that sort of game, so let's see what happens.
Makes MK Dons a big game, doesn't it, Saturday?
Every game is. I keep hearing that, people say it's a big game. for the first game of the season, right to your last, every game's big.
I mean, in terms of the league position that people will look at, the 19th position that you're in, to play a team right in and around you, it'll be classed a six-pointer in many ways, won't it?
Yeah, it would do. Yeah, but listen, every game's big. You play under pressure, whether you're winning or losing or drawing, you play under pressure. If you play under pressure, it'll make you better.
Would you consider that's pretty much your strongest that you've been able to go with so far, Paul?
Well, I think the last few weeks since the Middlesbrough game has certainly been very strong. Gomez has come in, he's different class of football. Him and we're getting there. I think Lennon's getting better as well. Him and Cody Evans seem to have formed a good little partnership. Elliot Bennett's playing really well at this minute in time. So, as I said before, the night could ask for any more. There's no way I could have asked anymore.
Just get Gomez on the ball as much as possible, eh?
Aye, listen, it's exciting. It really is. If we can keep everybody fit and keep doing this momentum, then we'll win more games. If we play like that, we'll win more games than not.